Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Guess who just got back today? Them Brooklyn boys that have been away. They both have so much to say. You know their names are Brody and Skiri. The boys are back in town, boys are back in town. Brooklyn.
Episode 268. It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
We're playing that song more than ever since you take more vacations than ever.
Shut up! I take the same amount of vacations
as everyone else on the morning show.
No, everybody in the morning show. For every year now, you know, people, I'm sick of people, shut your pie.
That's not true. You admit,
you
admitted last episode, everyone heard it. You now have 2 more weeks vacation than you had all the years I was there.
Years ago, Brody, we've been doing this 28.
You said it.
We've been doing this 28 years. Hold on.
Yeah.
All right.
And when
28 years, hold on. 28 years. And every once in a while, you accrue another week of vacation. What I'm saying is that we've always taken the last week of August off. This should be no surprises to anybody that the last week of August, we weren't here. We didn't give you an episode last week. Now,
I was just pointing out we're playing the Boys Are Back in Town song more than we used to.
Right, but we're not doing it at this point of the year. It's the same amount of times.
Right, but if you don't listen the day we release it.
Wait till
the course of 2023.
We haven't gotten there yet, though. The audience doesn't know,
folks.
The audience doesn't know that.
You told everyone last week.
What I'm saying is,
but you admitted it.
If you compare January to August, it's been the same amount of weeks, the same amount of times you heard that song. Now,
no, there was one extra time.
Now
we skipped a week.
There will be some surprises next month when a random week in October, we're going on vacation because we never had that before. But we will be going on vacation, and I don't know what to do with that week, to be quite honest. I need to find something to do.
Once you've worked all of September, you're exhausted at that point.
Brody, we're adding a week.
I mean, you work a whole month. Of course you need a vacation. It's a whole month.
It's an extra week that we're getting. I'm not looking a gift horse in the mouth.
No, and it's not like it's during the big rating season.
I'm saying this. Okay, you could make fun all you want. After 28 years of doing this, I've earned it, and I'm not going to feel bad about taking it. I'm not. I refuse. Brody, I just came off of a week, and this is not a bragging moment. I just got back from the trip of a lifetime. I checked off so many items on my bucket list, Brody. You'll laugh at me. Feel free to laugh. But I'll tell you this. Dude, we're not getting any younger. So, you know, why shouldn't I take what's given to me and travel the world? No, I need to do these things.
Incredible trip. I'll mention the sponsor for the morning show. It's not a sponsor here, so it's fine. Norwegian Cruise Line. You went on the new ship Viva.
Yeah, I got a chance to preview it.
Yeah, we went on the Prima, which was the first in its class.
It's class.
Yeah. This is the second one. So when we went on the special trip last year, we went to Iceland and Amsterdam and wherever else we went. So this is this year's trip.
Yeah.
It looked incredible.
Well, thanks. You know, but listen, I never, ever thought that I was going to go see these beautiful waterfalls in Split, Croatia, or sit on the Game of Thrones throne, or go to Slovenia and go hang out in a cave. Like, I literally felt like I was on a Disney ride where they take you on this train on a railroad track into a cave.
Yeah, like a mine car.
It looked like a mine. Yeah, 15 minutes. And but you're 15 minutes in, and it's like 40 degrees in there. And then they drop you off, and you're hiking. Brody, I hiked through a cave for an hour.
There's no footage of you hiking. All that footage you put up on social media, there's no hiking footage.
Well, trust me, for 90 minutes, I was deep inside this cave. And it was dripping.
How long were you hiking?
It was for a good hour.
Translation, Scary hiked for like 3 minutes, but it felt like an hour to him.
No, and I was going up steep hills. Well, I mean, it was paved.
Both ways.
They were paved and they were handrails because they're made for tourists, okay? I felt like I was on a Disney ride. The water was real, but it was dripping from the ceiling.
Well, you waited 3 hours to get on it?
No.
Well, that's a Disney ride.
Yeah, that's true. Well, anyway, I got to see these caves, and it was, I felt like I almost cried like twice, you know. Then
from the hiking?
Yeah. Yeah, I was out of breath. To see these caves, to see these waterfalls, these naturally occurring things, like I have a newfound appreciation. Yeah, okay.
You went to Italy.
Well, my
boy from Brooklyn went to Italy.
That's my next point.
Palermo, Sicily.
I got to see where my great-grandparents were born. Like, well, I didn't go to the town, but I got to see the...
But I saw the water that they used to go to at the beach.
No, I went to Syracuse. I went to the town of Taormina.
Syracuse, Big Orange?
Taormina. Taormina, Italy.
Oh, like TJ, our old friend TJ Taormina.
Even better. You know what's in Taormina is the White Lotus Hotel. The White Lotus.
Yeah, I know that.
And
they said Taormina on the show all the time.
Mount Etna. I will say this, though. Very big disappointment.
Well, did you Mount Etna?
They don't want any tourists at that hotel. You could tell that the people at it's a Four Seasons hotel, by the way. That's where they filmed the White Lotus. That is the exterior shots.
The first season.
Dude, they put up a fortress around that place. They put up, you can't get near it because there's so many tourists trying to penetrate. That there's no Edna? Shot. Yeah,
Pat. Right.
No one's getting near it. It was almost like, get out of here. We don't want you. So you could see it from afar, and you could take pictures of it.
I feel like people got in, but you didn't. And now you're trying to make it like nobody gets in. You could admit you got stopped by the red velvet ropes.
I got stopped. And also, well, I got to say, regarding the Game of Thrones, I really thought that I was going to sit on the actual Game of Thrones throne. But it's a replica that was in a souvenir shop. But man, oh man,
they're not going to have the real throne. It's just sitting around for people to sit on it.
The way the tour guide made it sound, I thought we were going to the real one. But
no, if you want to sit on the real one, you have to be a character on the show no one expected or wanted to sit on the throne.
Right.
And well, have an awful finale.
That whole area of Croatia, they film Game of Thrones all over there. So they have whole Game of Thrones tours. Back to Italy for a second. So I ate my way through Italy. I went to...
No kidding.
I'm half Sicilian and half Neapolitan. Are we saying Napolitan? Mm-hmm.
The two pizzas.
Right. Naples and Sicily.
Did you have Sicilian pizza in Sicily?
You know something, Brody? Doesn't exist. Doesn't.
What?
So first of all, in Napoli, obviously, where the birthplace of pizza...
It's Naples. Naples or Napoli, right?
The birthplace of pizza. They
Sounds
claim
like Naples.
They claim they invented pizza. They have they do a lot of round thin crust pizzas. So it looks like the ones that we know, but it's smaller and more like a personal pie and, yeah. you know, whatever. And the pizza was amazing there. However, when you went to Sicily, they had similar pizza. And I'm like, where's the square? And they're like, huh? I'm like, I don't know. We call it Sicilian pizza. In America, the Sicilian right. is the square. And where is it? You. They don't have it there.
How is that possible? Now, granted, Sicilian immigrants may have made it in America, and I get it, but it seems like they should have it now. They should, like, retro have it. Like, oh, we don't have it, but it's popular yeah. in America. We should start serving it here.
No. What they did have, though, was the Sicilian rice ball, which is the meat and cheese with sauce, meat and peas, rather, inside the rice ball.
Right, it's a rice ball, yeah.
Right. So that one, they had panelli, which is like fried chickpeas. It's a flattened sandwich. It's very
like
local.
That. I don't like that. You yeah, like that.
I do. And they had a lot of pastries. Now, sis,
not anymore. They don't.
I ate them all. And in Napoli, yeah. they're also known for the sfogliatelle. That's the crusty pastry.
Spelled yeah. sfogliatelli.
Sfogliatelle, whatever. And yeah. in Venice, they have this obsession with crostini. They take a piece of Italian bread and they throw mortadella and pistachio cream on it. Or you could they have like 20 different kinds of crostini. And you say, ooh, and they're like $1.50 or 150 euro, whatever. And you just go, nom, 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 nom. Because we want to try all of them. The tomato paste one, the one with the cheese and whatever. So, yeah, it was the tagliatelle. No. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever the hell. Yeah. But
did they spot you as a fake Italian right away?
Oh, God, yeah. They saw me coming a mile away. They also accused me.
Did your girlfriend call you Anthony all the time deliberately?
No. They accused me of changing my last name because it's a Sicilian last name. And they're like, wait a second. They're like,
who accused you?
They did. The tour guide. She goes, wait a second. Your name is Skiri. So I said, yeah. She goes, it's actually Shire. It should be Shire. And like they really did a number on your ancestors when they came to Ellis Island. And they said, we're going to Americanize you bastards. And that's what they did. They did to my great-grandmother and great-grandfather, you know.
Yeah, but they didn't change the spelling. They didn't put a K in it. Oh, yeah, apparently.
Yeah, but they changed the pronunciation of
it. You can't change pronunciation. Once you get off the island, you go, F them, call it what you want.
When
my grandparents came over, they changed the spellings of our names.
They did? Why?
Yeah, so like one of my grandparents, he and his brother, my great-grandfather and his brother came through Ellis Island, right? They went on two different lines. On the long lines, they got split up.
Yeah.
Well, one of them went through and they kept his name the way it was. And the other one went through and they took an E out of his name. So the two brothers' families don't have the same name because they took an E out. Now, I guess legally they could have put the E back, you know, 100 years later, but they didn't.
I heard they were fucking with everybody back then as they were coming through Ellis Island.
Yeah, of course.
Statue of Liberty.
It's like the freshman in high school.
But they pretty much made a snap judgment as you're walking through. They're like, okay, from here on out, this is how you spell and pronounce your name. Okay, go. And then that's how it took.
Yeah, but once you hit the streets, no one's going to remember that.
It took my family.
You could have been Shire Jones.
I should have been. It should be Shire Jones.
You can reclaim your name.
I'm not going to. Well, look at India. They're trying to reclaim their name.
Brody and Shire.
You see what the country of India is trying to do?
What now?
They want to go back to Bharat. That they want to change the country name from India to Bharat. In fact, that I didn't realize this, but Mumbai used to be Bombay, B-O-M-B-A-Y. But they already yes. did that. They said, we want to be Mumbai because that's what we originally were. So if you Google
like
this.
Bombay Gin.
Bombay Sapphire, right. So it's Mumbai. By the way, I thought they were
There's no Persia. You know what country Persia is now?
What?
It's Iran.
Oh. Well, they make great rugs, I got to say. Well, all I can say is this. The Bombay-Mumbai thing, right? So India wants to go back to Bharat. They want to change the name. So am I supposed to reclaim what I was supposed to be back then? Like, you know, like just, what is that? It's a foolish...
Well, I'll give you an example.
Okay.
I had a teacher in junior high school. We went to the same high school. You may have had him also. His name was Panagos.
I had him, yes.
Panagos.
Yeah.
His father pronounced the name before he came to America as Panagos. They're Greek.
Ah.
But he changed his name to Panagos pronunciation to sound more American. But then his son, who I'm friends with and was an intern for us at the radio station is now in my fantasy football league.
Yeah.
He pronounces it Panagas out of respect for his grandfather and the tradition. So his name is pronounced differently than his own father.
So what you're trying to say is, who's to say you could make a rule going forward. That's how you want to be known. And then that's it. That's the correct.
Of course, there's a guy on the Mets. His name is Tyler. His parents spelled his name T-Y-L-O-R because his brother's name was Trevor, T-R-E-V-O-R. So like, oh, Trevor and Tyler. But he decided he wants to have his name pronounced Tylor. His parents are like, but your name's Tyler. He's like, nope, I'm Tylor now.
I knew a kid. So he's just running with it.
He's just running. I went to school with a kid. His name was, Harold.
Uh-huh.
His name is Harold. He decided his name was going to be H period. So everybody called him H. He's like, no, you call me H.
You can call him H. Be a trendsetter. Yeah, you could just start over and erase it. No, and just change the script, flip the script going forward. I guess I could do that. So I could be Shithead Jones.
Or Shithead.
Shithead Jones? You're a shithead.
With Brody and Scary.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
So, anyway, just to wrap up my chat, I don't want to bore everybody with that. But
too late for that.
you're fucking savage today, man. Maybe you should.
I'm tired.
You should have gone on vacation, bro. You should have taken a vacation.
What?
You should have taken a vacation.
I should have taken a vacation from my year long vacation. I had to drive to pick up my daughter at college today so that she could come back to New York to see David Kushner in concert. She's obsessed with David Kushner, the singer, even though she saw him like 2 months ago. So I drove to her school and it took me an hour and a half longer than it should have because of traffic. Then I had to drive back to Manhattan, which took about 45 minutes longer than it should have because of traffic. So I've been on the road all day and she's like, oh, you're not driving me back to school tonight? I'm like, no, you take the train. I'm exhausted. So wow. Yeah, I'm a little like, I'm on edge. When I'm tired, I'm on edge.
That's okay.
And when I'm on edge, I get snappy. And like, my mind goes faster.
On edge as well. I'm tired. I did something today that I don't think I've ever done in my entire career.
And showered?
Yeah. How'd you guess? Waited 2 hours and 45 minutes for a picture with a celebrity that was at another radio station. Knowing the celeb. So, okay. Let's
I did that. I used to wait like 2 hours, like at the rock station down the hall.
Okay. So was a big who was the celebrity and what was the longest you've waited? Think about it. Because for the listeners, just to set this up behind the scenes, normally they would come into the morning show, they do the interview, and there's some pictures that we could take. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times when they pre-record stuff later in the day, the morning shift is over. So if you really want to meet that celebrity, you got to hang around. And
right.
So you've done that because a lot of your favorites are at the rock station, which we don't interview.
I'll give you one a little better.
Okay.
Sometimes they would record interviews at night.
Oh.
Like they'll say, oh, this rock person's coming in. And I would come back to the radio station at 7-8 o'clock at night.
That's different. That's different. I'm talking about.
No, I've waited. Yes, I've waited.
So what's the longest you've waited and for who was it? Who? Yeah.
2, 5, 6.
Think about it. 6 hours?
I waited 6 hours to meet Peter Criss, the drummer from Kiss.
Shut up. You waited at the station.
He was on like 4 o'clock in the afternoon with Ken Dasho on Q104.3.
So from the time our shift was over at 10 a.m.
At 10 a.m. I waited till like 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, I kept busy. I did work.
I've never waited ever for anyone. Today I did. Today I waited 2 hours and 45 minutes to get a picture with Cardi B because she was over at the Breakfast Club with DJ Envy and Charlamagne. So. Mm-hmm. I pretty much, me and Gandhi stuck around, and I'm like, I guess we're in this together, Gandhi and I. Yes. Gandhi was like, should we stay? I'm like, I don't know. Well, I will say this. If I was by myself, I wouldn't have stayed at all. I would have left. But the fact that I had
Gandhi. Props to Gandhi for staying then.
Gandhi is for support. We stayed, and I didn't get home till like close to 2 o'clock, but I'm like, she had interviews to do. She was doing a lot of stuff. It was
she friendly? Was it a photo factory? Stand next to her, move on.
She was hilarious.
Oh, good.
She was hilarious. She was making jokes in the hallway. She is exactly who she is on social media. You know, making jokes all the way. She has a new song out with Megan Thee Stallion. So I'm like, you know what? I kind of want a picture with her. I don't have one. So, you know, so I figured, let me take that picture. So we waited and waited, and now I'm dead tired. I don't know. And I'm not sorry
Speaking of dead, though, and tired and pictures.
Oh, no. Oh, here we go.
You have been known to post pictures of dead celebrities when they die.
Okay, this time I was shamed out of doing so. If we're talking about Steve Harwell, the lead singer of Smash Mouth.
From Smash Mouth. You didn't post that picture, yeah.
Did not post it. I have a solo with him, and I have a picture with you and me and him.
Yeah.
And it's a great picture. Didn't feel like I needed to post it because
he's not big enough to get cred.
Not true. We went on the air on Monday morning or Tuesday morning after Labor Day, and they were pre-shaming me for posting. They're like, oh, he's scary. He's going to post a Steve Harwell picture. Here it comes. And I'm like, look, I said, first of all, if I really wanted to do that, I would have done it already because it's 2 days have passed, but that's neither here nor there. I said, I'm not doing it because, first of all, the moment is past. Secondly, all you guys do is shame me for posting these pictures anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, I said, you guys, it's not a big deal to do that. And like, all that is a look at me moment. And you're not honoring them. That's just a moment for you to jump up and say, look, I knew this person, when you really didn't, when you knew them for like 5 seconds, when you took the picture and you moved on. And Scotty B raised a great point, and he came to my defense, and he said, well, if that's the case, when a celebrity dies and a radio station starts playing their music or an old interview from them, isn't that the same thing? And he's right. It's pretty much doing the same thing.
It's not, because when an artist, a painter dies or a performer, as soon as a singer dies, their music skyrockets. The record sales go up because people start thinking about them more. And they're like reminiscing about them.
Okay.
Like, oh, I love his music. No one needs to reminisce about you standing next to Steve Harwell.
Yeah, but now, look, but me putting on, up the picture before, is a
before
tribute.
I get shit, before I get shit, I have posted pictures with some celebrities that have passed
That's
away.
That's right. I was about to call your ass
but,
out on
hold
that.
Hold on. Hold on. But I do it. The ones I've done, like Bob Saget, I did it not to point out that I met Bob Saget. I did it as a chance to talk about when I did meet him, what a gracious, right. wonderful,
yeah.
funny man he was that I got to experience a little bit of it.
Huh?
But there's lots of I have a gallery on my Facebook
page. Bullshit. Oh, sorry.
I have a Facebook album of like, I've met like 30 dead people after that, you know, before they died on the morning show.
I would hope so. You didn't meet their corpse.
I'm not looking up. There's a lot of, we've met a lot of people that have passed away.
We have. And you know what? When Betty White passed away, I just jumped right up and posted the picture of me and her, the two of us rather. And let me say this. People,
me and her, the way you said it was right.
People shit on me for that. And I'm like, go fuck yourself. If you had a picture of you and Betty White, you know you damn well would post it on social media. And if you're listening, Slices, I love you all to death, but you know that if you had a picture with Betty White and she passed away, you would take that moment and you would seize the moment and you would put that in social media. Don't even try and give me a line of shit and say you would not. You all would do that, Slices.
I did post a picture with a celebrity who had passed away.
Right.
I think it was on my Facebook page. It wasn't on Instagram. Or
and by the way, hold on, before you go further. And there's nothing wrong with you doing so. I'm on the side of it's cool. It's all right. If you own it, you feel free to post it. It's okay. But
okay.
But I'm getting myself like, worked up because
I'm sorry
everybody
for your loss.
What?
I got a lot of that.
Oh wait.
I posted a picture with a celebrity I met, and he passed away.
Yeah.
And a lot of people like on my Facebook page who know me were like, oh, my condolences. I'm so sorry. You know, I didn't realize you were friends with him. And I was like, no, I just took a picture with him, you know. But I'm not going to give it out because I don't want to draw attention to it, even though he's wonderful. There's a couple of accounts. They're radio Instagram accounts run by people. We don't know who they are. And they crap on bad radio.
Right.
They'll post bad radio and they'll make fun of people for being like hacky. They have a new thing now where if they find anyone who posts a picture with a celebrity, they repost it and everybody makes fun of it.
Right. They're shaming the radio because they're trying to give examples of what bad radio is and that they're saying that that's a terrible thing. And they're publicly,
my friend Eric deliberately posted a picture and tagged that guy so that the guy would take his picture and repost it. He got all this kind of great attention. He's like, I'm famous now. He did it deliberately.
But that's a form isn't that a form of bullying in a way?
Yeah. You know, it also depends on how they die. If it's a tragic, horrible, like, you know,
listen,
I don't do that. You know, but if it's like old age, then it's like, all right.
When Chester like, Bennington died, when Chester Bennington of,
oh, that was sad.
Yeah. Of Linkin Park passed away. I posted that picture of the two of us. Why not? Everyone's looking into this way too deeply. It's not. You know, it's not that big of a deal, you know, but everyone had to make a federal case about it on the morning show.
I posted my picture with Chester on Facebook. I did, but also because after we took that picture, I had a 3 or 4 minute conversation with him about his musical influences and how some of the bands he likes, I like. We had a really good conversation. So
plus,
I wanted to highlight that in my post.
Plus, anyway. If I'm a part of their career in any way.
Yes, on their deathbed, they were like, oh. I remember Skeery Jones.
No.
And you know what? His real name is Shithead.
Shithead. His name is Shithead. Why is that Shithead posting a picture of the two of us? Take that picture down, Shithead.
On his deathbed, Steve Harwell said, hey, now, I'm an all-star. Don't post that picture of me, Skeery, you're not.
So, yeah, I was pre-shamed into it, so I never did post a Steve Harwell picture.
Do you remember where we took that picture with Steve Harwell?
Yes. It was the christening of the Norwegian Bliss ship.
That's right, in Seattle.
A sponsor. And in Seattle.
Not on this podcast, you're allowed to mention it.
It was the Q smoke. It was the smoked meats place. It was the Q barbecue
Smokehouse. Wait,
Q yeah. Smokehouse, which is a barbecue restaurant on the ship. And
we were backstage. They have a stage there because they have bands playing there.
And he performed.
And they split the whole morning show up and they put us all in different rooms. And you and I were in that room and our celebrity was Steve Harwell.
And he performed his songs.
And he was really cool backstage with us.
He really was. He wasn't, you know, belligerent and screaming and yelling into the microphone like he was in that last video of him on stage performing.
Yeah, that's not the best way he wants to be.
That's terrible, terrible that went viral. If you didn't see it, it's Googleable. You could hear it. But
yeah,
anyway.
Move on from that. Yeah.
But anyway.
Hey, speaking of songs.
Yep.
Speaking of songs, Scary. Have you ever had a song in your head that you're like, and you can't remember the words?
Yes.
And nobody knows the song. So
always.
Like, 3 or 4 days. And you were on vacation, so I couldn't call you. I had this song in my head. And I'm like, get out of bed. It's pretty white, though. Yeah, it's pretty white. I couldn't figure out what it was.
What?
So hold on. Google has this feature. You can hum a song into Google Song Search.
No.
And it tells you the song.
No.
So, yeah. So I did the Google hum, and I did the...
How do I do this? Can I do this now?
Yeah, Google has a song search. If you click on the microphone on your Google, on your phone.
And you hum lyrics or you hum words into a song or just melody?
You hum it.
You can hum a melody?
Right, it picks up the melody.
You don't even need the lyrics.
Every time I did that humming, I got the same song, a song in Spanish over and over again. So what it does is says, like 85% probability, this is your song. Then it gives you like a 50% song, a 30% song. It gives you like 5 songs.
I didn't know
that
was
most likely to be that
this
song.
This feature. So you're saying it needs work. It needs work.
No, like, okay. Here, I'll pull it out here, and
I don't want to see that.
No, no.
Don't
okay.
pull. Don't
so
pull
here,
it out.
At the bottom
don't
it says
it
search
out.
A song. Ready?
Get the fuck out of here.
It says, hey, you look at the results on my phone, if you can see it.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So I kept doing, I'll do it again. Well, here we go. Search a song. Yeah. Right now, slices are going, I totally know that song.
What song is it?
I don't know. So I got Retribution by DJ Paul, Illusion by No Alone. I didn't get the Spanish song that I got. So anyway, so I couldn't get the song. Now, I got to be honest with you. The Spanish language song that they gave me, the chorus was very similar to what I was trying to figure out.
Okay.
So Slices, if you know what it is, you're probably going crazy right now. I'll tell you what the song is. And I can't believe I don't know why I couldn't think of it. So it's She's Pretty Hot. She's Kind of Hot by 5 Seconds of Summer.
She's kind of hot.
But I was like, he's kind of white, though. I couldn't, I was humming it in lyrics, but I could not figure it out. So Google Song Search almost got it for me, but didn't quite.
Oh, my God.
So.
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
I was going to say before you went to commercial, do you remember the last song that was stuck in your head?
The last song that was stuck in my head.
That you couldn't think of the song?
Was. Yes, Hilary Duff, Come Clean.
Oh, sing that for me.
Let the rain fall down.
Fall down and wash away.
Rain. But I couldn't know. I didn't know what it was because I kept singing to myself, let the rain fall down. And that was all I could remember.
Well, because you can Google let the rain fall down.
Yeah, but because the words come clean, which is the title of the song, don't right. come till the end of that long lyric. It's not right. part of it. Yeah. Why did it pick me up right there doing that?
No.
Let the rain fall.
I want to send a shout out to Park Mobile.
Shout out.
Park Mobile, the app.
Yep.
I downloaded it on September 5th, and they gave me a reward for downloading it. It said, claim your gift. I got a $30 gift card to any of these stores listed, and it says, visit gonift.com to select your gift by August 31st. I downloaded the app on September 5th, and I have to claim my gift card by August 31st of this year, 5 days earlier.
Wow.
It expired 5 days before I won the gift card.
That's hysterical.
So thank you, Park Mobile, for nothing.
For absolutely nothing.
Yeah. Also, I want to shout out, I don't remember who sent this to me. I apologize. There's a video. It's a guy in a store, and it says, this is what life is like selling on Facebook Marketplace. You know how I always complain that people on Facebook. So like I label things, it's available, right?
Yeah.
It's available chair. And they'll go, is this available? So the video is a guy walks into a store. He walks over to a black shirt hanging up on a round fixture. He walks over to the register and he says, is this available? Right? Which is stupid because he's in a store. She says, yes. And he says, I'll give you 3 cents for it, which is, again, what they'd lowball you all the time.
Of course.
Right? And she says, no. He goes, and he walks away, doesn't say a word. And that is life on selling shit on Facebook.
I hate it.
So
I hate it.
I was selling a piece of furniture. And in the listing, I put the measurements, the height, the width, the length. And this guy says, is this available? Now, the item is called, is this available? The item is called, it's available, and the item. He said, is it available? I said, yep. If you're referring to the it's available magazine holder, then yes. He says, you know the measurements? I write, yes, I do.
Oh, my God.
And he writes back, what are they? I said, they're exactly the same as the ones in the listing. Just go in the listing. So thank you very much for that.
Yeah. People are just
I had a guy, I posted something smart. For $130, collector's cards for $130 on eBay.
Yep.
Guy sends me a direct message 2 days ago and he says, I'll give you 40 so you don't, I can get it off your hands right now. You don't have to worry about it anymore. I said, it's a box of trading cards. It's like 10 inches long. I don't need to sell it to you for $40. It's worth $130. He writes back, all right, you drive a hard bargain, 54. I said, first of all, you don't bargain on eBay. That's not how it works. But I'm asking 130, Scary.
Yeah.
I'm not taking 54.
Would you take one?
Like, come in at 120.
Would you take
we'll
it 115
it.
Or 120? Yeah. I was going to say.
Yeah. Make me,
a realistic offer.
Right. He goes, oh, I want to take it off your hands. This way you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah.
Last thing online I want to mention real quick. You're on LinkedIn, Scary, right? I know you don't use it a lot.
I don't use it a lot, but I am on it.
Well, there was a company I would never work for only because it's not my industry. And they had a job posting. And they were like, hey, we're this great company. We offer benefits. And, you know, let us know if you're interested. Click the link. Well, it clearly says click the link. Well, everybody who wants to work there now is commenting on it like, oh, hire me. I want to work there. Okay. First of all, you have to follow directions. So why would I hire you if you can't follow directions?
Exactly.
The person who posted that is the social media manager, not the hiring manager. They're not going to look for you to write back, I want to work there. Click the fucking link.
Okay.
So this person wrote, would you hire this person, Skeery? I looked on your website and it says you're not hiring. Y-O-U-R.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. That's somebody. You're done.
And then this person wrote, I love blank company. I wouldn't mind working there. T-H-E-I-R.
Oof.
So
the stupidity is glaring. But the only thing though is before
you get the job.
Before you come down too hard on these people, and I'm just trying to put my other hat on here. I want to put my sensitivity cap on. And okay. I want to say
that's called a condom, Skeery. It's called a condom.
Sometimes people could be full of smarts and wit and humor.
I didn't say anything.
They could be the complete package, but they make a couple of maybe grammatical errors or whatever reason.
I wasn't
they didn't
judging your intellect.
Yeah.
Not in the least, Skeery.
Yeah, but if you're counting somebody out.
No. Attention to detail is my point.
Oh.
So to help out one of the women, I said, hey, you might want to change that to T-H-E-R-E. Good luck. And she wrote back, oh my God, I can't believe I made that mistake. I'm a grammar nut. I was voice texting.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Voice to text.
So I may have helped her get a job. But my point is, be careful, especially when you're applying for a job. Check your typos.
So
that's all.
I know you, and I've seen you do this before with the internship program. You used to do this all the time. You used to discount people and say, you're done. Throw it in the garbage. As soon as you saw some, like, a colon instead of a semicolon, you know, or they forgot a comma, you know, or you were punctuation police. That's what you were. And
it wasn't punctuation police. I was grammar police.
Grammar and punctuation, both of it. But sometimes, you know, someone still has moxie. They got character, and they may be a better person for the job than somebody with perfect grammar. And you've 100%. Now thrown the baby out with the bathwater.
I've addressed this. When you're applying for a
I don't mean to be flip-flopper on it. I'm not saying you should totally let them get away with all of that. But there's got to be some give. And there's got to be, you know what I'm saying? You got to look at all angles. You can't just say,
I agree.
Mistake. You're done.
No, I agree. And you're exaggerating the length to which I went. I do want to talk about, I got a Scamboni if you want to talk about Scamboni.
Well, we can do Scamboni. I got to pull the jingle up
Pull the jingle up. God. You got to find this Scamboni now.
Scamboni.
Yeah, we know.
Scambonis.
Who's Scamboning us? You
okay,
found something?
So, I got two. Three Scambonis. So, the lease is up on my car, right?
Yeah.
And I have a Dodge Charger, as most of you know.
Yeah.
And this is the last year of the car. They're making it electric next year. Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie. And this is the last year of the gas Dodge Chargers. So, the price to lease a new one is through the roof. I can't even fathom leasing a new one. So I decided to buy my lease, to buy the car.
Sure.
So last week, while we were on hiatus, I started searching for car loans. And I went through a couple of banks. You know, they run your credit report and they give you the credit. They tell you the price and, you know, the interest rate. And I also used a couple of internet well-regarded companies that what they do is they go and search for, like, the best rates for you, and they come back and they say, we found a bank with this rate for you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like they're a middleman.
Yeah.
Okay. So I get a rate back from this company. We'll just call them Mike's Loan Company. I'm not going to out them, but they're a company that promises to get you the best rate. Mike's Loan Company comes back and they offer me, I want to say 7.52% on a car loan, which is high. OK, Okay. But my car company offered me eight. So I'm like, oh, 752 is all right. But I'm in the middle of shopping around. So she says, well, what other numbers do you have? I said, well, can you go lower than 752? She says, I said, what bank is that through? She goes, it's through TD Bank. I said, oh, 752. All right. Well, I'll consider that. No, she's texting me. She texted me to follow up on her email. And I said, well, to be honest with you, I already have 739 from another bank. She says, oh, TD Bank will go down to 728. I said, well, how'd that happen? She says, they're willing to negotiate. I said, but how did they negotiate? You just texted me back. There was no time to even ask them. She says, well, we have some leeway. We can do 728.
So then why didn't they give you the better deal to begin with?
Right, right. I said, you're the company with the best rates. You had a better rate. I said, do you discount for direct deposit? In other words, auto pay. If you auto pay, they give you a lot of banks and college loans.
Right. No, they're holding out on you, Brody.
Right. So I said, do you give 0.25 for direct deposit withdrawals? No. I said, oh, because the bank, this other bank, it will give me 0.25. I can get 7.14, to be honest with you.
Let me guess. Says, oh. They beat that.
She goes, I can do 672. I said, how did you go from 752 to 672? She said, TD Bank wants to negotiate. They want your business. I go, I just texted you 3 seconds ago. Are you on the phone with them? No, but they're willing to negotiate. How do you know they're willing to negotiate? I said, give me your lowest number right now. She said 652. So I said, all right. So then I hold off. I wait a day and I text her back and I say, hey, I got 640 from this bank. She goes, oh, TD Bank can do 634. I said, you know what? I don't care how low you can go. I don't want to work with you.
No,
said,
of course not. They're crooks. They're just trying to get whatever they can out of you until you're about to walk away, and then they lower the price on you, which means there was definitely a basement there that you weren't getting access to.
If I had just said okie dokie, I would have gotten 752. So here's the thing. When you register a car in New Jersey, because when you buy your lease, you have to re-register it, right?
Yeah.
Do you know how much it costs to register a car in New Jersey, Scary?
How much?
$75. And do you know how much the paperwork is, all the documentation to register a new car?
No, I never looked.
It's free. So I said to the woman, I asked her four times in the span of a day and a half. I texted her four times. Hey, just out of curiosity, what do you charge for the title and registration? Title and registration is $75 in New Jersey. You know what they charge? $605. You know how much it costs for them to do the paperwork?
How much?
The documentation? $700. I figured it out with their good rate and adding back in $1,300. The rate's like way over eight. It's ridiculous.
That's terrible.
So they lowball you. So what I'm saying is, Slices, don't get that lower rate until you find out what the hidden fees are. They work it into the loan. You don't notice it. You're like, oh, I got a great deal. $1,700. Scamboni. So I got one more Scamboni for you. What would you do, Scary? What would you do in this situation? I go into the bank that gives me the better loan, right? The one that gave me the legit good price, 7.14. I go into the bank. I meet with one of the guys he's got his own office, right? You walk in, he's got his own office. I said, hey, listen, can you guys do better than 714? He says, let me call my corporate office. I'll email them. Today's Thursday. I'll have an answer for you by tomorrow, Friday, or definitely Monday. I will get an answer for you. I said, great. See if you can get me a better rate. He's all right. I'll call you tomorrow or definitely Monday. I don't hear from him Friday. I don't hear from him Monday.
Of course not.
Tuesday.
Nor would you.
I call him. The bank closes at 6 o'clock. I call him Wednesday at 5:50. I've given him now Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I said, hey, Juan Carlos, not his real name, but close. Hey, Juan Carlos. It's David Brody. Oh, hey, I was just about to call you.
No, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't. I said, you are? Because you were supposed to call me Friday or Monday, and now the bank closes in 10 minutes. You were just about to call me? Yeah, I said, you draw my list. I'm going to call you before I leave today. Huh. I said, what did they say? Did they email you back? He says, as a matter of fact, they emailed me back. Oh, great. What did they say? He goes, hold on a second. Let me find it. Starts typing. He's looking. He finally goes, oh, wait, hold on. Hold on. I'm searching by your name. Hold on. I said, Juan Carlos, if you were just about to call me, wouldn't you have the email pulled up? No, I got it. He goes, let me read. He goes,
what was he trying to do?
He goes, all right, regarding the loan of David Brody for the non-chargeables, we cannot go any lower. He goes, oh, nope, they can't go any lower. I'm so sorry. I said, wow. Juan Carlos, you told me you were just about to call me, yet you didn't read the email and you didn't know they said no. So what were you going to call me and tell me? You were just going to call me, but you hadn't read the email. He says, well, I was going to open the email like I just did on... Scary.
You caught
Why
him.
Do people think they can lie to me?
You caught him with his pants down.
Oh, I was just going to call you 3 days later and you didn't even read the email?
No.
What were you going to tell
he
me?
Was reading
I was going
to
call you to tell you I got an email, but I didn't open
he
it.
He was stalling and reading it with you on the phone.
Yeah. Hey, I got big news for you.
Didn't even have the decency to put you on hold while he did all that.
No. Hey, I got big news for you, Mr. Scary. What is it? Oh, I got this email that you've been waiting for and I wanted to tell you what it says. Oh, really? What does it say? Let me find it. And then let me read it for the first time 3 days later. Guess whose bank I'm not going back to? Get the fuck out of here. That's a bullshit artist. People are bullshit artists.
Yes, they are. Okay, calm down, Brody. Calm.
No.
Calm down.
I'm all...
The tale of two guys here. One who's been on vacation and the other who you could fry an egg on his head right now. Because he's so angry. You're about to blow a gasket. Calm down.
Can I tell you one more thing? One more scam money?
Can we take a break?
No, one more.
We have to take a break.
Take a break. I got one more.
Take a break.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Take a breather.
Okay.
Get a glass of water. Something. Okay. Maybe go run one off.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
By the way, while we were gone, I called our friends at BetterHelp, and they calmed me down.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you ran one off.
No. It would take me another 3 seconds for that. So, Scary.
Yes, Brody. What else can I... Let me be your sounding board. I'm just gonna sit here, and I'm going to listen. I'm going to take notes while you lay on the couch, and you just spew. Go.
Thank you. Like I did for you when you were talking about your trip. This is the last one. I'm sorry.
It's okay, Brody.
I want to know what you would do.
Yes.
Slices, what would you do?
Yeah, go for it.
I have an LLC, which means I have my own business, right? It's my comedy business. Anything I work, like all the money I make now that I don't have a job... I go, it's part of my work business. So the Brooklyn Boys, whatever little money we get goes to my company. But in New Jersey and in most states, you have to pay a company to manage your company. It's like a paperwork fee, a small one, not like that other one I told you about. So this company that I registered my company name with.
Okay.
The first year was free and they send me a bill this year for $125. To service my account. What does that entail? Nothing. It just means if I have any problems, they're there for me. So I said, that seems high. So I Googled it and I found a bunch of companies that will do the same thing for $49. So I email this company and I say, hey company, everyone else is $49. You're $125. Am I getting anything extra for the extra money? Cause that's like, you know, $76. And they said, well, no, but if you want, send us a screenshot of one of our national competitors and we'll honor it. We'll honor the price. I said, great. So I emailed them back the screenshot of the one website I found. Oh, I'm sorry. I wrote them back and I said, how do I know who your national competitors are? I don't know who your competitors are. So I said, and what do I need a national company for? I'm local. I just want a New Jersey company. So she says, all right, any local company, send us the screenshot and we'll honor it. I said, great. I send the screenshot, $49, a New Jersey company. And another salesperson writes back and says, I'm so sorry. We only honor prices of national companies that we compete with. So I wrote back and I said, I forwarded the email and I said, here's the email from your coworker, Cindy. She says it doesn't have to be a national company. So then she writes back, I'm so sorry you were misinformed, but we don't match companies pricing for local companies. I said, that's great. Then I will fire you and I will hire the local company if that's what you want, because now you've lied to me. So she writes me back, I spoke to Cindy. You have a $76 refund in your account by 5 o'clock today. Thank you. And I got my $76 back. Don't take shit from people, Scary.
Okay.
Wake up. Scary, you there?
Yeah. I'm here.
All right.
You notice that all of your problems are financial? Like every last one of them.
Job.
Every last one of your fucking problems has to do with you being cheated out of money in some way.
Yes, because I don't put up with that bullshit.
I don't know.
Today,
bro, I'm just
I'll
feeling
tell you what happened at Staples next week.
I'm feeling a lot of negativity. I'm trying to live in the moment. I'm trying to be positive.
I'm trying to be mentally on that cruise ship with you, Scary. It's not working.
No, it's not. It's not. Dude, I really think our friends at BetterHelp. Nope.
Yes.
Can help you.
Online therapy. I should call them now. And don't forget, Brooklyn Boys. You go to betterhelp.com/Brooklyn Boys for 10% off.
10% off. You get, and if that's for your
I would do it just for the discount.
You've got to do something, because I feel like you're slowly killing all your cells, and there's all this like negative aura around you. I don't know what it is. Is it because the season is ending and you're going to be closing your pool pretty soon, or like you not have good pizza lately, or
I had Joe's of Greenwich Village today. I was in the city and I go there. Now the famous pizza place in the village, all right off 6th Avenue, Joe's Pizza. They're known for their round. And I've told you guys, get the Sicilian. So I went out of my way after I dropped my daughter off at the concert. I went to Joe's Pizza, found a parking space, believe it or not. And I ran in and I said, give me two Sicilian. And they didn't have any. He goes, I got one slice under the counter. He pulled it up. I got one slice. So I got one slice of Joe's Pizza. So no, I've had good pizza.
Okay.
I'm good.
You're good?
I'm good. I'm still stressed.
Something, I don't know what it is, man. I don't know. You should.
I'm okay.
Take a chapter out of my book.
The slices keep saying they miss my ranting and I need a good rant.
Oh, well, this has been nothing but a rant. This has been. Well, my blood is boiling right now. It is.
Well,
it is. I've totally unraveled everything. Entire vacation is now, and calmness is now gone. It's literally vacated my body, because I'm now in a tizzy over your financial issues that keep coming.
Well, let me ask you this, Scary. When you were on vacation, did you fly coach or did you fly like an upgraded flight? Did you have good seats?
I was gifted upgraded seats.
Oh, very nice. And the flight was smooth, no problems?
Smooth. It was not, there was no diarrhea on the plane.
Now that's where I'm going. Literally going.
In the past
week, there was one flight where two people got kicked off the plane, Air Canada, because they didn't want to sit in seats that were vomited in.
I heard that story.
Yeah, so people vomited. Somebody vomited all over the seats.
Yeah.
All over the buckle, everywhere. Got off the plane. The plane lands. Everybody gets off. They clean the plane. These people, two people get on the plane. I think it was two women. and they go to sit in the seats and they're wet.
Yeah.
And there's chunks of vomit and belt buckle and in the pouch, and it stinks like vomit.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't sit there. So the captain says, "You're causing a disturbance. Get off the plane."
Yeah.
So Air Canada apologized, you know?
And then in this other flight, it was going from Atlanta to Barcelona. And
Delta's ready when you are, but they're not ready when you're ready. But they're not ready this time.
And there was somebody that literally dragged diarrhea all throughout the plane. And then the air traffic controller said, "We got to turn back. We have a biohazard problem." They called it a biohazard. Brown. Jet Brown. Whatever you want to call it. You could. but I'll say this. How do you get diarrhea all over the plane, all throughout the plane?
Because it came out as, you know where it comes out of.
Yeah.
So it started coming out of his pants, down his pant leg, I guess.
But at that point, if that was me, you'd be like, all right, I'm going to I don't want to make a mess of the whole place. But it sounds like he ran right up the aisle.
He gambled and lost. He made a run for the bathroom and he lost a third of the way and he streaked it all the way down. So these people on the plane, there's a brown streak right up the aisle of the plane.
You think he trusted?
Right up the aisle.
You think he trusted a fart? You think that was a problem? Well, for all our
hate. That's not a fart, man. That's an eruption.
You know.
The whole length of the plane.
It's actually my worst nightmare. My worst nightmare of getting on a plane and being sick to my stomach. So I try and exercise caution in the hours before I fly.
I'm sorry. I thought you were going to say you try and exercise. I got worried for you.
Let me finish my sentence.
Scary exercise is caution. He's winded.
But, you know, you just make better decisions with your meals before leading up. I mean, what the fuck did this
guy had a virus?
What did this guy eat? Did he like sit down to a full on heavy Mexican meal?
And I don't know, but according to the lady in 17E, he had corn at some point.
So, I don't know. I just think you should err on the side of caution.
And don't ruin the air.
And don't ruin
the air. So, if ever there was a time to put face masks back on, it was that time.
Yeah.
You imagine, being in the plane, you can't go anywhere. There's no way to, breathe anywhere.
No. They had to turn back. Oh my God. I can't even think of it.
So I'm glad your flight was better.
My flight was a lot better. Thank God. I'm going to knock on wood because I've got to fly again very soon. All right, let's talk about my financial problems. You want to talk about financial problems?
Let me hear about your financial. Did your butler quit?
It's not quite about me haggling. It's about what do you do in the case of the fact that I'm going to a wedding tomorrow night.
Oh,
and it's a Friday night wedding, you know, and our friend Scotty
B. And I like the people very much, by the way.
Exactly. And they're friends of ours. They're close friends.
Yep.
And Scotty B is coming to the wedding as well. He's rolling solo. I'm riding solo. And so he wanted to know what the proper gift would be. Now, without giving numbers, he wanted to know, does he give less than if he was with a second person?
Of course.
And I said, of course. I said, I don't care who you are. I said, if I'm giving X and then I'm bringing a guest with me, which I am, then I have to give almost 2X, if not 2X. I almost have to give 2X.
You can't. Yeah. You don't discount. You don't buy one, get one, get the second one 80% off.
So Scotty B was like, I guess that makes sense. But are you supposed to hone in on what they paid for the plate in order?
Well, you do that. That's a Scary Jones thing.
Well, you just want to cover it. This multi-factor approach. I Google the venue to see how nice it is. I'm like,
you got to be kidding.
I make an assessment, a fair assessment of what they probably paid.
I am so glad I got married before I met you.
Then, if I bring a guest, I have to pay double, because to cover that plate, at least. And then, if it's lesser than a Saturday night, I start deducting. So this is a Friday night wedding. So I'm going to pull back a little bit to get a little discount. So if it was a Tuesday night wedding, I'd be pulling back. So it's like a whole mathematical equation. Now, I was once again chastised.
Whoa, I have a question. Let me interrupt for a second. If you love the people, I'm going to make up numbers. If you are moved to give them a gift of $200, let's say, okay. You want them to have $200. Let's say you buy them off of the registry. You buy them two settings from their dishes. That
It's a wedding. You give cash. You don't buy shit. You don't buy gifts.
If a couple has a registry and they're getting married, they might want household appliances.
Instead they of a cash want, gift? Bullshit.
They might want china. They might want stuff for the apartment or the house or whatever. Yes, some people want that. Anyway, my point is, if you say, you know what? Mary and Steve, not their real names. I love these people. I work with them for a long time. I want them to have $200 of my money to kick off their new life. But wait. They're only spending less money on a Tuesday, even though I'm eating the same food and the band is the same. Fuck them. They saved money. So I'm not going to give them the same amount of money for their life.
Nah, you can't look at it like that.
That's what you're doing.
No, if anything, I'm being more generous because I'm giving more because people think that I'm okay. Well, there's a financial interest here too. It's very transactional. If you think about it.
Because this guy can help you make money.
That's correct.
So can she for that matter.
Yes, they can both. They both work in the sales team. So
yes, I know.
So now I have an interest. I have a financial interest in them. So what I need to do is really jack up what I'm giving. I'm actually
in hopes that they give you more sponsors.
Hey, Brody, I'm going for the gusto. I'm like packing
you
that.
You are buying sponsorship?
No.
You are greasing the palms of the groom, the bride and groom?
These are my friends from work who I met under the circumstances that we did.
I think you have this ass backwards, my friend. Because if you throw money at them, they're going to think you don't need any more money. And they're going to help other people who need money. If I went to the wedding and gave them $50, they'd be like, wow, Brody needs money. We better help him get more clients.
I just feel that there's a reason I need to go above and beyond for them.
Oh, and so then give them Saturday money.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That was the final layer in this. The money goes up even more and multiplies because I want them to do favors for me in the future. See?
Okay. So you're giving them favor money, Saturday money on a Friday, and you're traveling. You're traveling a far distance. You got to stay in a hotel.
Yeah.
That's also factored in.
Right.
You are throwing money at these people.
Now multiplying it. So what I'm saying is, so there's a whole big mathematical equation involved. Okay. It's not that easy.
Okay. Do this math for me. When we went to a wedding, you and me and some other people, we went to a wedding last year, about a year ago. And somebody we work with wasn't able to bring their spouse. But they were invited with the spouse.
Right.
They confirmed they were bringing the spouse.
Oh.
Right. And then at the last minute, the spouse got sick.
They got to pay double. They got to pay double.
Hold on. Let's say there was enough time. Let's say you told them like 3 days earlier, my spouse has COVID, can't make it. But you've already written the check. Right. You're going to give them enough money to cover you and your spouse. But you canceled the spouse. Do you then rewrite the check for half?
Nope. You have to go with it. Because chances are very good. The chances are like we're singing Johnny Mathis.
Such an old song.
I never thought we would ever sing a Johnny Mathis song on the Brooklyn Boys podcast.
I think chances are
Johnny Mathis is a huge singer. Cause I wear a silly grin.
The moment you come into view. Yes, so, and also my parents loved it. And Johnny Mathis was a great singer. Your parents or your grandparents liked him. He would sing other people's music.
So anyway, all right. Chances are actually good that they finalized the list.
Yeah,
and
Johnny Mathis.
And they, of course it is.
I looked it up, yeah.
I knew it right away. Chances are they paid for that plate already. So you're going to get, they're going to get stiffed if you don't, you know, if you pull back money. So you've got to pay, once they finalize the list with the catering hall or the, you know, whatever, they can't get money back on people that didn't show up. So So yeah, so you've got to stick with it. You got to give that double gift. Okay. Can we take a break now?
I agree. Well, here it is. Hold on.
Chances are, I can't hear it. You got to put the speaker onto your microphone.
I had the speaker on.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Here it is again. Hold on.
Your speaker's at the bottom.
Okay, we can't play too much on the podcast.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This has been a weird one. This has been a weird one.
I know. I know we're going to do talkbacks soon.
No, we're not.
Well, eventually we're going to do them.
No, we're not. Do
any talkbacks?
Oh, you want to do them? Oh. Well, we got to do them here,
yeah,
then.
Yeah, because I talked about the...
Well, now's the time to do it.
All right, I talked about sex on the sex app. I want to hear if anyone,
Okay, let's do them. You want to do some talkbacks? Ready?
Please. Yeah, I'm ready.
If you listen on the iHeartRadio app, you have the bonus
of
hitting the microphone and giving us a talk back about what you're listening to. Now, if only I could find that screen. Oh, here it is. Okay. Oh, wow. Oof, my goodness, Brody. This mailbox is overflowing. There's a lot of talkbacks. It's right.
Wait till next week. All the Johnny Mathis fans are going to chime in.
I think we're off the grid here. Okay, here's one. This is from episode 267.
Hey, Brooklyn boys, Rebecca Slice for Life here. Scary as creepy as the conversation is, like, you just have to have it sometimes. I have the conversation with my mom. We've sat down. We've talked about who she wants to do her service, who she doesn't like at church, who she doesn't want to come to the service. You know, what kind of urn she wants her ashes to be in. We've had the whole conversation, morbid as it is.
Yeah.
It has to happen sometimes.
This was my parents saying they were going out to buy the headstone, the family headstone for all of us.
Hey, can I ask you a question about the family headstone real quick?
Oh, yeah.
Did you submit that parody to be sung?
I didn't submit it because I don't know if I want it produced, okay? We'll talk about that off the air.
It was brilliantly written.
All right. Maybe we'll have it next week.
All right.
Brody wanted to poke fun.
Yes.
At the topic from episode 267, where my parents wanted to buy the family headstone. We'll leave it there.
Damn it. You didn't get it done.
It'll get done.
Yeah.
It's creepy. It's creepy as it is. It's a creepy enough topic. You have to realize
it's creepy and it's kooky. Ooky?
It's altogether spooky.
Hey, Brody and Scary, Jamie from Queens here. You guys were talking about things that can't be said on TikTok Live. Well, I have a friend who does Instagram Lives pretty regularly, And she said that there are certain words that she can't say on her lives also, because you never know who might report it or who might be watching, like a moderator for Instagram or something. And no, she doesn't do anything like that TikTok girl. She doesn't have Clapper, although a lot of guys would like her to do that.
Okay.
Oh,
thank you.
Brooklyn boys, this is Marilyn from Omaha. I just finished episode 267. Made me laugh so much. You guys are awesome. And Scary, you and Robin, I hope you have a really good time on your cruise.
Oh, we did.
And Juan Valdez, really, don't come at me. I had no beef with you.
Juan Valdez.
Don't you come at me. And I did listen to three of the Metallica songs that Brody sent me. Thank you, Brody. And my time's running out, so I'm going to...
Yeah, time ran out on you. By the way, it's Juan Vasquez, not Juan Valdez. Isn't he the
Juan
coffee?
Juan Valdez is the guy from the coffee commercial.
He's the coffee guy.
Years ago with the burrow.
Or was that the oil spill?
No, that's the Exxon Valdez.
Oh, shit. I get them all mixed up.
Dumbass.
Hey, Brooklyn boys.
Oh, you're back.
Okay, Brody, I listened to Fade to Black, The Unforgiven, and Until It Sleeps of Metallica. And I liked all of them. I really loved Until It Sleeps. It reminded me of the band Stain from the late 90s and the early 2000s. So I take back my opinion on Metallica. Yes. I take it back.
Yes.
And
all right. You won one.
You know, thank you for sending those to me and for giving me props in the podcast. Love you guys.
Slice
for life.
Love you
too. Metallica fan. Mm-hmm. Welcome aboard.
Brooklyn boys. Gio here from Rockland County again. Yo, bro. I'm fucking sick of listening to this fucking Vasquez guy. Sick.
Juan Love Valdez?
Slice for life.
Juan Valdez? He's sick of listening to the
He's funny.
The Exxon Valdez?
Brody, dude, episode 267. It's just a small thing, but I have never agreed with you more. Suzy Q's are not the same as they used to be. People look at me like I'm crazy. When I say they used to be absolutely delicious, amazing, and now they taste like dog shit.
All right.
Dog shit. Thank you.
Brody and Scary. It's John from Texas again. Listening to 267. You got everybody complaining that, oh, Brody missed the Dr. Fat Loss. Throw in there. I know that's just not cool. But other than that, Brody definitely deserves a steak dinner. Scary, give him his steak dinner.
I did. Twice.
Hey, speaking of my steak dinner, the restaurant that Scary tried to buy me a steak dinner but didn't, after how many years? 3 years?
After 3 years.
Two and a half years?
Yep, and we closed during COVID. It's now back.
Back. Delmonico's is open. You can take me there for steak dinner. Let's do it.
And what if they gave us a comp again? Then what? We're going to be...
You'd still owe me a steak dinner.
See what I mean?
John from Texas got cut off. Especially after all these Dr. Fat Loss throw-ins. Buy him a steak. Better be like a...
All right, you're done.
Hi, Scary and Brody. This is Renee from Lancaster. I'm calling episode 267 when Scary's talking about the... tombstones, and his parents saying that's not that uncommon. Actually, my father died, well, my mom died 16 years ago. My father died 20 years before that, and I was in my 20s. My mom got the tombstone at that point, and her name was on it with the year and the dash.
Brooklyn boys.
Okay, that was the end of that. She didn't.
Okay.
All right.
Brooklyn boys. Regarding episode 267, calling from Iowa, Casey's Pizza, breakfast slice for life. Brooklyn, Iowa, pork chop meetup, Iowa largest pork producer in the U.S. We got you covered for that next meetup.
Oh.
Scary, your parents, looking for the coffins, the caskets. I got a monument guy. I got a plot guy. I got a vault guy. I got a casket guy. Parents and funeral directors. We can throw the whole party. Talk to you, boys.
Thank you so
Dude,
much.
This guy sounds like he's from Brooklyn. He's got a guy for everything.
Well, he is.
The pork chops.
He said Brooklyn, Iowa. He wants us to have the next meetup in Brooklyn, Iowa.
I know. I meant like, you know, Brooklyn, New York, but Brooklyn, Iowa. I have a Brooklyn, Iowa shirt, by the way, which
so
I love.
So do I. It's great.
Yep. Love him.
What's up, Brooklyn boys? This is Maddie from Brooklyn and the Bronx.
Hey.
I just want to say Juan Vasquez is clearly the only fan that listens to the podcast, because he is the only one that knows that Scary, you owe Brody a fucking steak dinner. Stop listening to all these other fans from Nebraska and Maryland and Southwest Arkansas. Listen to your New York fans. You owe him a fucking dinner. Sebastian Maniscalco said so. I'm going to repeat myself. Sebastian Maniscalco said so. Done.
Done. Sebastian knows.
Wow. It's crazy.
People remember everything.
Yeah, no. Selective retention is what that's called. Go back and listen to those episodes. You'll hear why I don't owe him the dinner anymore.
Uh-huh. Hit the next call.
My family and nice vacation is Andrew, Ali, Aiden, and Aga. We're actually preparing to come back in 3 days. However, we have a hurricane coming in through Florida, so the road rage will be out when I drive back, I'm sure. Anyway, Scary, thank you so much for reading my wife's email on the podcast. Made her so happy. You guys are great and rock. Slice for life. And my wife, definitely a slice for life. Loves you both. Bye.
Slice for wife. Thank you.
Nice.
Okay.
Andrew, Ali, Aga, and Aiden. Scary, you no longer owe a steak dinner because actually read emails and reply to them. Again, you made my wife extremely happy by hearing you giving her a shout out about our vacation. So in my eyes, your steak dinner is paid in full.
Thank you.
You guys keep the good work. Slice for life.
I respond to every post, every DM, every hidden DM.
Yeah, they're not on Twitter. What's Twitter?
No, on Instagram. I respond to everything.
Okay.
Everything. I deserve a steak dinner.
Here's a comment from episode 266.
I'm getting worried, by the
Soho
way.
Soho Joe and the guest chest.
Brooklyn boys, Brody and Scary, Scary and Brody. This is Peter from Miami listening to episode 266. And Scary, you're going to have to grammar police yourself, buddy, because in the part where you said, "Broughten me into the Soho house," come on, you corrected yourself. But then you went on to say, "Brought my girlfriend and me in," which was correct to begin with. And you corrected yourself incorrectly to "brought my girlfriend and I in." It is not "brought I in." It is "brought
me in." Okay, who gives a fuck anymore?
My girlfriend All
right.
I do.
I'm done with grammar police. I feel like I
love him.
You know what? People are imperfect, okay? We're not perfect creatures.
Hi guys, here to comment about the mechanic shop incident. My husband and I own a mechanic shop in Boca Raton, Florida. Shout out to Tech One Automotive. Brody, no, we do not do anything to destroy the car or break the car on purpose so that we can make some money out of it. We're here for long-time customers, not for short-term customers. So that's false.
They just pour water in your gas tank. That's what they do.
No, they don't.
I'm kidding.
You mean all the mechanics, not them. Thank you for that. I'm glad that there's a trustworthy garage.
He's relieved. He's relieved.
I'm glad you got a shout out. By the way, I'm getting worried, Scary.
Why?
I'm getting worried. We have not gotten one voicemail from Juan Vasquez. I hope he's all right.
Hi,
he's not
Scary
upset.
Brody, Scary, White Nate here. Clarifying, I know, Brody, you were wondering about why they called me White Nate in this group. Yes, actually, I had a black friend named Nate. And myself joined this friend clique at the same time. So I ended up getting labeled white. He's just Nate, but it was 70% black, 30% white group. So I got the label. Fuck Ape77, fuck Dill, and Slice for Life. Love you guys. Love you, Scary. See you later, Brody.
Thank you. There you go.
Well, love you, Scary. See you later, Brody. What?
Yeah.
How about that, White Nate? Maybe get black.
Hey, guys. This
regular
is John,
Nate on
your
the phone.
Friendly neighborhood mail carrier from East Meadow, New York. I'm not going to be like everyone else commenting on the shows. I love you guys. Give you a little fresh start. I just want to know how you guys are doing. Scary, have you got any more Zeman facials lately? And Brody, by the way, I spoke with your mail carrier, and he said you got to step up your game, man. The Sacagawea dollar coins, they don't cut it for tips. Come on. Love you guys. Slice for life. Have a great day.
See, that's where he just made a huge mistake. He's implying I give a Sacagawea dollar coin as a tip. I don't tip my mailman at all. So my mail carrier.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I do. But we have multiple.
And I've not gotten any Zeman facials recently. I may soon.
You want one?
Dang, Brody. What are you doing? You're going clapper. You see that? And all of a sudden your wife or daughters walk in. You can't be on that stuff, bro. No way. Have a good one. Brooklyn boys for life. Slice for life.
Okay.
He's got a valid point.
Brody, the whole time you were talking about the D&D room,
I thought I had figured it out, and I thought it was down in dirty room. So I was so disappointed to find out it was the do not disturb.
Yeah.
I like your explanation better.
Down and dirty.
Down and dirty's great.
Okay, so listen. I didn't think Scary should have hit the jingle for Dr. Fat Loss, and sorry, I just gave him credit again. And I thought the reason why Brody didn't say anything was because I could have sworn that at some point Scary said he wasn't doing Dr. Fat Loss, that he was trying something else. And I'm not saying it was this year. It might have been a different year.
Yeah, that's true. I did try something else. But it looks like I may be going back to Dr. Fat Loss because it's the only thing that works for me.
Yeah, Scary's in fourth quarter, Scary in third quarter, so he's got to go.
I got to go.
Scary, 1 year, did you not do it for the new year? Did you do something else?
I did.
Because I could have sworn that's...
It was D-Herbs. Thank you. No longer a client.
Brody, you clap her? You didn't even know her.
Hi-oh!
Hey, Scary Brody, listening to your podcast this morning, you were talking about the guy that mentioned he was from Northwest Arkansas. Honestly, I think it's just because he's from a small town. I'm personally from Georgia, but I always just say I'm from Southwest Georgia.
Okay.
All right.
Brody and Scary, Scary and Brody, Danny from Connecticut here. Just want to thank you for the absolute hilarity that you two give us on a constant basis. Scary, you're my favorite bougie bastard, and Brody, you're my favorite old man that goes outside and yells at the clouds. You definitely put smiles on people's faces. And if I may, to anyone struggling with stuttering out there, I highly suggest Lee Lovett's How to Stop Stuttering and Love Speaking book and his WSSA program. Okay. Spice for life.
Why is this guy talking like he wants to wear my skin?
I don't know, but
I like it. He's got a nice little smooth voice.
I take the compliment. Absolutely. By the way, this is not a shout out to your business line. Although a good recommendation is a good recommendation. We got a gas station mechanic now, and we have a stuttering program.
Yeah, I see where this is going. Clever, very clever people.
Hey, Slice for Life. Just want to talk about Mike's Italian Pastries. I'm liking the idea about going to Iowa for pork chops.
Oh, pork chop on a stick. There's nothing like it. All right. That's all I got for this week.
You're not on vacation next week, right?
No. We'll be back next week.
We'll be here.
For sure.
All right.
And I'm going to a wedding. So I'll see you soon.
Yeah, I want to hear all about it. I want to hear if it was worth the whatever the check is you wrote.
Yes, sir. You know it will be.
Scary Jones, buying clients.
It's all about the Benjamins,
and
baby.
You know what our favorite part of Iowa is now?
Brooklyn! You're late.
Boys from Brooklyn! Brooklyn! The boys from Brooklyn!
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com, that's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.